coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome, folks, to this edition of the Hagman Report. This is going to be kind of a summary and even some new information, some expanded information on pretty much the week's events, what we spoke about. My guest, of course, is Austin Brower, healthmasters.com, or the new site, teamhealthmasters.com. Both will be in the program description box. Very interesting things that Ted and Austin Brower, who have their own show, have been talking about this week. And we've been talking about some of the same stuff. More details coming from Austin Brower about some of the things that we mentioned yesterday, the day before, and such. So stick with us. It's going to be an interesting episode. Folks, go to teamhealthmasters.com. That's teamhealthmasters.com. HR5 is the coupon code. While you're there, you can also listen to their broadcast. They broadcast Monday through Friday. Also on Sunday, but the bottom line here is they were actually hacked this week, or they had a denial of service where they could not broadcast, and I find it very interesting, especially the timing of everything. But understand that we're in the crosshairs. We are in the crosshairs of the globalists, just like Peter Navarro said this week at the RNC. You know, look, they're coming after all of us, and I believe that to be the case. And here we are. So, Austin Brower, teamhealthmasters.com. By the way, HR5 is a coupon code for 5% off. It should be active this weekend, and it's only going to be good probably until Monday. So, order your product now, and also order like your life depends on it, because it does. And also think about this. You know, had things gone in a whole different direction last weekend, supply disruptions are something to think about. So when you order for that, you know, what's the old saying? Two is one, one is none. Get a couple of bottles of your supplements. Just double up on your order. And I'm saying that because I believe that is necessary. Austin Brower, thanks for joining me. How you doing today?
Doug, I'm doing fantastic. Glad to be on the show again. Yeah, we had a crazy day on our show on Thursday. We ended up getting some active denial of service attack. Not really sure. We're digging into it and finding everything out, but we should have everything set up and ready for next week, ready to rock and roll. And but one thing that's strange about this is, you know, like our Monday show, we covered a whole lot of stuff that was going on as far as just asking questions with the situation that happened with the attempted at Trump assassination. I know you've covered a lot of stuff on this show, so I'm not going to really reiterate a lot of stuff we talked about. But one of the biggest things that's funny to me now is that this briefing and numerous congressional agents and representatives are starting to ask the question. This is one of the biggest things that I asked on Monday on our show, is why in the world now, if we know that this kid was running around, Secret Service identified him, local law enforcement identified him, bystanders and attendees of the show identified him. Everybody knew this guy was running around essentially with a long gun and a rifle on the roof, on the very roof that law enforcement was staged from underneath. Why in the world would Secret Service, if all this stuff was open, available on the comms, and they were talking about and they were communicating, why in the world did not only nothing get done about it? That's bad enough. But why was Trump even allowed to go on stage? And I think you and I both have already pretty much come to the conclusion, and I think the rest of the American population has also come to the conclusion, that there's no question about this. There's no way this was just a act of negligence anymore from a Secret Service standpoint. And it's kind of strange to me, because Secret Service briefing on Wednesday to senators revealed that the agency identified Matthew Thomas Crooks as a threat 10 minutes before Donald Trump took the stage and was almost assassinated. The revelations prompted fresh calls for Secret Service to resign. Basically, Kimberly has doubled down against resigning, stating that essentially nothing was wrong, everything was done correctly, even though her DEI program has put so many females in the Secret Service operations, they can't even figure out where they're going. They're walking around in circles, they're fixing their sunglasses, they can't holster their pistols, they don't even know what to freaking do with themselves. They're kicking their pistol off the stage because they drop it. I mean, the whole thing was such a charade and such a fiasco. In my opinion, you can't reach a level of this incompetence and this level of security and try to blame it on coincidence anymore. There's clearly something more is going on to the situation. But yeah, it's very strange some of the stuff that we brought up this week, and suddenly we start having a whole lot of denial of service attacks on our system and other stuff that we've been working on. So we've been working on mitigating those issues that we have and getting stuff up and rolling and making sure everybody's got access to all of our top tier supplements to make sure they stay healthy and strong as always. And the Ultimate Multiple Powders product of the week, which, as you know, is one of the best selling products that we have. That's on sale for over 15% off right now, and a few other products we have on sale. So you can be sure to check those out and use those. And yes, the HR5 coupon code is active on both websites, the Health Masters, our original site that's still operational, and our new website, Team Health Masters, with all the different ops that we have on there, including the ability to go in and subscribe to products, to be able to go in and get customer points, and a whole lot of different things. We're actually working on an entire podcast website platform that's also going to tie in with all the videos, with clips, with shorts, with reels, and the ability to really go in and figure out what shows have what content and be able to get the stuff that you want out of them so you can forward them. So we got a lot of big stuff happening over at Team Health Masters, and again, we appreciate the continued support of it. And yeah, so great to be on the show again today, Doug. But yeah, there's some stuff going on.
So what are you saying? To tell me that about the clips and shorts, because that to me is really great. Go ahead, repeat that.
Well, I got one of my marketing guys that I've worked with for years really to step out. I told him, I said, I love the YouTube platforms aspect, the platform. You know, we set up a third Health Masters account on YouTube 2 weeks ago, and we posted a show on it. I was in the middle of watching the show right after we posted it, and it was taken down within 15 minutes because they claimed that it was promoting medical disinformation. Actually, I had a screenshot, and I played it on my show, and it went on to say there that any person that basically claims that the COVID-19 vaccine is not safe and effective or contrary to what the World Health Organization, the CDC, says about the COVID-19 vaccine, essentially that they are going to be banned from their YouTube account. And what's crazy about it is, I'll pull it up right now. I mean, I didn't even get to make it to a full show. Like, I posted it and it was immediately pulled down. And the crazy part about it is, when you start seeing this stuff, how restrictive it is and how they're going in now and making sure that nobody has the ability to even question the truth, it really is, it's telling. And so that's one of the reasons why we decided we're going to pretty much have our own website with our completely separate platform. I don't know if I can find it.
Yeah, YouTube. Yeah, so, YouTube is ScrewTube, and I'll tell you something. Okay, I wouldn't. It's communist. It's a communist platform that the head, the entirety of YouTube can kiss my ass. Okay, I am so. You know, we had 250,000 subscribers on YouTube. They cut us off. This is a number of years ago. Okay, never really regained that the momentum.
They gave you a plaque, though.
We got the plaque. The plaque. Screw the plaque. Let me tell you something. They're a bunch of communist bastards. And anyone publishing right now on YouTube, I have to question whether they're really telling the unvarnished, unfiltered truth. I really do. But go ahead, sir.
Bro, that is a straight fact of life right now. I've told so many people that if you have alt media platforms that are on YouTube and that are really putting information out there and they're not even getting remotely censored, in fact, they're getting boosted, they're getting pushed, their algorithms are through the roof. I'll tell you right now, I question everything they're saying on the back end, who they're working for, if they are disinformation agents. And I'm not claiming or I'm not accusing anybody.
Right.
What I'm saying is, we literally brought up a show where we questioned a few things, and all I did on that one specific show that got taken down was bring up the fact about essentially the Kansas attorney general that says that the Pfizer shot is not safe and effective, that multiple attorney generals across the United States now are suing Pfizer for blatantly misleading and misinforming the population and lying to everyone, telling them the shot was safe for pregnant women, that it was shot safe for individuals to get. And then they sent us this within 15 minutes. This was the topic they said. I screenshot it on here. You can look at it. I'll read it to you. It says, what you look for, what we're policy, medical misinformation, content that poses a serious risk of egregious harm by spreading medical misinformation about currently administered vaccines that are approved and confirmed to be safe and effective by local health authorities and the World Health Organization is not allowed on YouTube. I literally never even made a claim I just repeated what the attorney general is saying about the shots and the lawsuit to Pfizer. So you got to ask yourself the million-dollar question, like you just said. If you got alt media guys that are on YouTube and they're not getting any blowback at all, and they're getting bumped to the top of the list and getting pushed and getting tens of millions of views, you really got to question who they're working for, because I didn't even make it 15 minutes on my show, and I didn't spread misinformation. I didn't bring one single thing that wasn't factual up. I literally reported on the news, the attorney general calling this out with Pfizer. So at this point now, we're in a series where we don't have the luxury of using a lot of these platforms anymore. Everything gets pulled down as soon as we post them. So I've decided I'm going to have my own doggone website. And, you know, we'll probably be able to embed our show that we do on here with you on with Doug on that as well. And I mean, I've had enough. I've absolutely had enough. I'm spending the money on it. I'm pushing it out there. I want people to be able to have a good, safe, fun, intellectual viewing of our shows and not worried about everything getting censored all the time, including on a lot of these other all media platforms. I'm going to be posting more stuff on there as well. But it's to the point now, what we've seen now with the media trying to spin the narrative on Monday, what we saw now with the continual lies, like the director of the Secret Service comes out and says, well, the reason why we didn't have a counter sniper team on top of the roof that basically Crooks was on is because, well, the pitch was too steep and it was unsafe. And you look at the photos of it, and it's like a 212 roof pitch. I mean, it was nothing. I mean, it was damn near flat. And then you got Secret Service counters on another roof pitch. It's like a 412 right across from them, looking at this kid for minutes, not being able to get clearance to even engage him, which that's here and there.
You know what? They did not need clearance. Clearance, okay.
They spotted a threat. They saw a firearm. That right there is enough to at least, here's the thing, Doug. As soon as they identified a threat, they're talking on comms, right? They can't get clearance to engage.
They don't need clearance. Take them out.
That's what I'm saying. But that means Secret Service was communicating over comms that we have a threat with a rifle aimed on the president. And nobody even brought the president back off the stage. They brought him on the stage to speak. That shows you there that this is no longer negligence from Secret Service. This was an intentional risk to the president to put him in a situation that they knowingly knew there was a threat right there watching them. They would not give clearance to engage, and yet they would not give. That was the pitch of the roof. Same thing, like a 112, 212 roof pitch. And so that was my biggest question of all the theories of everything that people kept coming up with. I said, I've trained extensively with security teams back in the day as far as with communications with teams. You can't be talking over comms and say, we have a threat. Oh, cool. We're just going to ignore that. There's a guy over here with a rifle. Yep. Copy that. Bring our guy out. We're not worried about it. This guy's 150 yards with a rifle aim. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's cool. We'll just let him stay up there with a rifle. It's an unsecured rooftop. There's police underneath there. Don't even have them go up there and basically clear the roof. Bring the president out. I mean, that right there shows me it was no longer negligence. And so I question everything we're being told about everything now, as I have forever. But now I'm to the point where this came up, and I talked to you about it before the show because it was such a big deal to me. My buddy brought it up to me on Monday, and I know you've probably covered it a little bit. He brought it up to me on Tuesday, excuse me, and I was trying to verify it about essentially the DJT shares that were heavily shorted. And what's crazy about it, President Donald Trump's stock, which is DJT, which is the Trump Media and Technology Group Corp stock, on Friday before the assassination, you look at the volume that was traded on his basically platform, and the amount of shares that were shorted it grew exponential. It increased from 3.9 million shares to 35 million shares from the previous day. That doesn't happen normally in trading for nothing that was normally going on. And what's crazy about it is the day before the shares got traded, on the 11th, they were looking around 3.9 million as far as volume, with the 35 million. And then all of a sudden, everything exploded on Monday because everything was supposed to get shorted, meaning these guys that bet that DJT was going to crash on Monday, they got massive margin calls because his stocks went through the roof on Monday, because there were numerous amount of companies that you're showing right here. They were betting that his stock was going to crash because essentially the previous president of the United States was supposed to be dead on Monday. Nobody, I've been in the markets for years, nobody does this kind of shorts without prior knowledge, because nothing was going on last week with Trump. If anything, you would expected basically more volume and bullish market because of the fact that he did so good on the debates compared to Biden, because Biden just crapped his pants and didn't know what he was doing, mumbled the whole time. There was no significant incidents that happened last week for them to really constitute and justify 35 million shares to short like that. And so what's interesting is you start looking at it and you're going, okay, what did they know? Because we also know now from the research that there are multiple companies that shorted United Airlines and American Airlines the day before 9/11 happened. Yep. And then nobody wanted to question that at all. All these companies made enormous amounts of money because American Airlines and United Airlines literally crashed to the floor after 9/11.
Well, I mean, okay, here's another question, because in that list, BlackRock, Vanguard appear pretty prevalent. I don't know whether you saw this, the alleged shooter appeared in a BlackRock commercial.
Yes, this? At his high school, yep.
Okay, there it is. So what do you make of that? I mean, you know, I don't know, but I can tell you this, something smells.
I think when you start realizing when it walks like a duck, it quacks like a duck, it swims like a duck, it looks like a duck, it has feathers like a duck, and it literally says, I'm a duck. I think it's the point that everybody has to start realizing it's a freaking duck. And there's so many coincidences that I was like, okay, I don't want to be all conspiratorial, this or that. I'm going to let it go. I talked about it all week. Once I saw what happened with them identifying this guy on comms, talking about him on comms of Secret Service that they admit now, still bringing Trump on stage, I was like, that literally is completely against all textbook procedure with security teams. Period. If you have a known threat that you have identified as a security team, you have identified him, and you're now saying we have a threat, and you have your individual that you are there to protect, and you still allow him to get in position where he is open, that's not a coincidence anymore. That is so far past negligence. That is intentional negligence, where you are wanting something to happen to set it up. And then when you see this level of volume traded on Thursday and Friday, right before he goes, remember, he got shot like 6 p.m. Markets closed on Friday. They were completely closed. Everything was shut down. So the shooting happened right after the markets closed on Friday. Again, another coincidence. And so then Monday, all of a sudden this happened. And it's like the markets are closed on Friday. The shooting happens. I mean, you got to look at it. It wasn't a coincidence at all.
No, not at all. And good point. Good point. Yeah, it's. This is beyond. Look, I'm going to go on record and say that this was a conspiracy. There were people on the inside that had not only prior knowledge that facilitated this, including, I believe, assets on the ground. I believe that this was. I played a video of CNN's Phil Mudd saying the government's going to kill this guy, meaning Trump. And that was on Thursday's program. I played that. And I've got to say, folks, look, they're not done yet. They're not done yet. And Biden's going to be taken out of the race. I believe he's got 0% chance of running against Trump. I don't know if you have any comment on that, but because he's got no chance of winning. But I also think that they're not done with President Trump yet.
No, these guys. I mean, I thought it was ironic. You saw the photos from the Republican convention the next day when Trump went in there a day or two later, whatever it was, and he had like a 12-man security team, and they're all big old boys. They're all like 6'5", 6'6", 300 pounds as far as surrounding him at the RNC. I thought that was really ironic because that fiasco at the Talk-On rally was something that I've never witnessed before, to watch a security team operate that poorly. I mean, I made jokes about it to my buddy Jeff Cotto, who's retired Airborne Ranger. He used to work with GRS, and he was sending me memes and stuff. And I was like, bro, I've seen better security at my local mall in Orlando than I did with these guys from the way they were operational. I mean, they literally looked like they hired these women. And I'm not picking on just because they were women. I'm picking on the fact that they were incompetent. You know, you have a female that's an operator and she knows how to handle it. Totally cool. Put in that position. But when you're 5'2" and 120 pounds and you can't even holster your handgun and you don't even know where you're going and you drop your handgun and you're kicking it off the stage and you're jumping off and you're, you know, fixing your jacket and your sunglasses, I'm like, bro, you're not even remotely an operator. You're a clown. You're an actor. And that's almost what it looked like to me, yeah. Doug. Like, they got these girls and guys alike, if they weren't doing what they needed to be doing, either one. Like, they hired people that didn't even know or have quals to work in this position, and they put them there intentionally to make sure that Secret Service had no ability to protect him whatsoever, because there was rumors I couldn't verify. There was one thing I heard that one of the girls, her prior position is she was actually an actress before she applied to Secret Service. And here's the thing. Someone applies to Secret Service, there's a million different things that they can do as far as with paperwork, with different types of internal work. But putting them in a full-blown Tier 1 tactical operational position, where it's usually reserved for guys that are retired SEALs, retired Delta, retired Rangers, because they used to be with Secret Service. That's what they did. They went in and basically recruited these guys right out of Tier 1 and Tier 2 ops. They didn't go in and hire girls that were actresses and clowns, I guess, that worked at Walmart or wherever they did. They hired that were the top operators in the world, and they recruit them right out of the military and put them in Secret Service positions. I knew a guy that had worked in it for years. He was in the Secret Service like 20-something years, and he was one of those old-school Green Beret guys. He had told me a lot of stuff. It was some cool stories he told me. And I haven't talked to him years. I'd love to pick his brain about this. But, no, there's something really strange going on. And with all of a sudden, then with Biden coming in now, and Biden's got COVID. Oh, he's got COVID now. But then he's walking around without a mask. Oh, Biden, you're not wearing your mask, bud. You know, I don't like this.
You know, he was shot and boosted allegedly. So
yeah.
How does that even work? How does that happen? For crying out loud. How's that working for you? Hey, YouTube.
Yeah.
F you, YouTube. And Susan Wojcicki and all the other communist mopes out there. Okay, how's that working for you? Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you what.
There's been so many different things that, like, individuals have been saying and making threats and comments like they knew what was going on. There was an article from this one lady who's a big globalist, Victoria Nuland Smert, and she basically was saying that Trump was not going to be president and there was nothing to worry about. And she was referring basically to this reference talking with TV Rain Newsroom. And she was talking about how Trump was talking about locking up immigrants and hurting the economy. And she wanted to say, she goes, I don't think that Donald Trump is going to be president. So if that's what Putin's betting on, he's going to have an unhappy surprise because Trump is not going to be president. And she was saying it in the video. If you saw her do it, she's smirking while she's saying it.
Who is this? Do we know?
This article is from Victoria Nuland. If you look her up on there, and she basically, And so she was, while she says it, she's literally smirking like, oh, he's not going to be president. So if you're betting on that, Putin, don't bet on it because he's not going to be president. He. This is 2 days before. Yeah, this is like Wednesday, I think, when she did this video. It's a couple days before everything happened. And so you're wondering how much of this stuff people knew about, especially when you saw the shorts on the market and then them get their ass margin called on Monday. That was really funny. But again, this is something that's really strange. And then at the same time, while all this stuff is going on, you've got the CDC now that sent a full team to Colorado over the bird flu after the governor declares a disaster. And what's crazy about this, the U.S. CDC said they're sending a full team to Colorado after the state reported that 3 people tested positive for the bird flu. They said these 3 people tested presumptive positive, experienced mild symptoms, and were workers who were involved in the depopulation of poultry at poultry facility experiencing an outbreak of the H5N1. They're talking about another hundreds of thousands of chickens that are now having to be slaughtered and put down. And then they say they tested presumptive positive with PCR test. And I sit there and I'm looking at this stuff and I'm going, this isn't even a relevant news article. But yet it's making it on all these headline topics. And the CDC sending a team down here because allegedly 3 people got a runny nose after they slaughtered, you know, a couple hundred thousand chickens.
I'm just curious. Maybe you know the answer to this question. And maybe I'm just an idiot for asking this. But do you take the chicken and you put like a Q-tip up the nostril of the chicken for a PCR test? Is that? I mean, how do you test a chicken for using a PCR test for bird flu?
I don't know either, Doug. I have not experienced it, nor have I personally had any experience looking at that. I guess you swab his nose, go in his beak, you know, go in their mouth. I mean, the thing is, chickens eat everything off the ground. They're picking at dirt, bugs, and flies, and feed and grass. They're going to test for anything. Golly, you could swab them for anything. They're going to test for it. They're chickens.
Yeah, you know, herpes. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. He's got hepatitis. Like, I don't know. You put any test up their beak, they're going to test positive for it. And what's crazy about this is as soon as they get it, they're like, oh, well, the chickens are experiencing these symptoms, or they're getting sick. Okay, whatever. We're going to butcher all of them. You ever wonder that maybe these poultry workers are sick because they're having to slaughter 100,000 chickens at a time? How do you even do that? What, do you gas them? Then you got to scoop them up with a doggone, you know, backhoe, tractor, bulldozer? I mean, how do you kill these chickens, dude, at one time? They're telling them to do it in a couple of days. I don't know. I'm not, like I said, that's not my department. But then on the other hand, too, then you got this whole thing that came out. Now, and I saw this, and I called them up. This is actually a legitimate thing now. The International Bird Flu Summit is now going to be held in Washington, D.C. from October 2nd to basically 4th. And they've got multiple, like, speakers at this. Now, I called them up, like, you can go and get passes for it. Ted wanted to go to it. I have no interest in going to Washington, D.C. I do not like going up there. But I found this interesting now. Essentially, they said they're going to be discussing the highly virulent strain of bird flu affecting both cattle and humans. The bird flu, of course, promises to be much, much worse, with a dead rate of 25% to 50%. And essentially, they need to get this bird flu summit underway. And what's crazy about it is this is really strange, because when you look at things, history repeats itself. Yep. There's always clues to what's happening. And then you start looking at the Event 21 with the Bill Gates and the Rockefeller Foundation on October 29th in New York City, the Event 21 that discussed essentially this virus that was going to be transferred from bats to humans. It was going to start, and they did a whole test run on it. And that was literally just 2 months before you started hearing, almost like a month and a half before you started hearing about stuff in Wuhan. And the stuff leaking out in December, and those starting to spool up. So ironically, we now have an international bird flu summit that's going to go in detail right there. See, right there to the right. Vaccination and control measures. Evaluate the efficacy of the vaccination programs, biosecurity measures, and containment strategies to prevent and manage the outbreaks. I mean, again, not trying to be conspiratorial on here, but the fact that they're putting together an international bird flu summit, who's paying for this? This is a huge event, by the way. I looked it up.
That's the question. Who is paying for it? Do we know?
Who's funding this? This is a big event. This isn't something that's cheap. Now, I mean, they're selling passes for it. They've got all these different sponsor things. Maybe that's how they're paying for it. I don't know. But I find it very strange that they constantly keep spooling this narrative. They've done it all year, very soft-like. Right. So they've been throwing these soft disclosures out here with the whole thing with bird flu, with now switching to cattle. And they hear these articles like in Colorado, and a couple people contracted it. And to me, I just find it very remotely odd that this international bird flu summit is happening a month before the election. Just
go figure.
Just ironic. Just how Event 201 happened right around a month before we saw the Wuhan thing come about and all these other things that rolled out. Just like the election last time in 2020 in November happened to coincide a month before the COVID vaccine was rolled out. Because remember, Donald Trump started Operation Warp Speed, but the vaccine was not actually rolled out for emergency use until December, and really didn't start rolling out until January 2021.
Right.
And then that's when the whole thing happened, with January 6th, and then Biden started coming in and saying the vaccine's out now, we're going to mandate it. So Donald Trump pushed Operation Warp Speed. Biden's the one who tried to forcibly mandate it. And so all these things are very strangely timed, and then you start seeing this. I don't know, man. Again. Yeah. Not being weird, just saying, putting stuff out there.
Eric the Tech just whispered in my ear, the tickets for that event, in case you want to go, take a friend or two or three. They're $1,000 a piece. Just
there
saying.
You go.
Okay, so my goodness, it blows my mind. Austin Brower, healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com. Before you get back to Austin, folks, I want to tell you right now, recent forecast. Show. They're showing right now the summer of 2024, man. It's really hot, as summers are, right? But one of the, in fact, it could be the hottest summer on record. Well, that's the way it goes. I'm cool. Are you cool? I'm cool. Cool. Okay. Sorry about that. The Northeast and Midwest, even parts of the Pacific Northwest, are expected to experience just record temperatures, above normal temperatures, and likely with that, above normal energy bills. That's a problem I have. I don't like paying for that at all, which is why I stay cool with this. Check this out. Okay. I carry this with me. This is essentially a portable air conditioner. My dog loves it. I love it. I put it out on the patio with me. And actually, it does a great job in keeping me cool, even in direct sunlight. Now, I stay cool with that magical little device. Go to EasySummerCool.com. That's EasySummerCool.com. This device fills my house, my office, even in the patio area, when Lady doesn't hog it, Lady the studio dog, with icy cold air without traditional electricity. It's a potential lifesaver in a blackout, if blackout ever occurs during one of these upcoming heat waves. Look, the new versions, oh, these are great. They include this InstaFrost technology that uses revolutionary frost jets to get an instant blast of cold polar air. Simply place it anywhere you need to cool off and enjoy up to 25 hours of really cold air from virtually anywhere. Make yourself as happy and cool as I am this summer by visiting EasySummerCool.com. That's EasySummerCool.com. Or just click the link in the description box for, you ready for this? 60% off today, 60% off today with a 60-day risk-free guarantee and fast USA shipping. It's easy to use. It's pay the cool, quiet blades, battery power indicators, all kinds of great stuff. Go to EasySummerCool.com. That's EasySummerCool.com. Mention you heard it on this show. All right. Austin Brewer, HealthMasters.com, Team HealthMasters. Let me tell you something. All right. We need to stay healthy. Bird flu. You can hear talk about TWC.health. Okay. We're an affiliate with them. But the key, I believe, is to keep yourself healthy all of the time. The Ultimate Multiple Powder, what a fantastic product they have developed. It's a product of the week. The best sellers are listed at teamhealthmasters.com. By the way, healthmasters.com, the old site is still up, but I like Team Health Masters. It's navigation. It's fantastic. And by the way, the purple sticks you sent to me, thank you very much. I snort those off the back of my Bentley using a $100 bill. Okay. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Folks, Purple Sticks, fantastic product in terms of energy, vitamin boost without the amphetamines.
No, I believe disclosure, there are no amphetamines in my Purple Sticks whatsoever. There are no illicit products or illegal compounds or scheduled controlled substances.
I ran out on my supply of Dexedrine, okay? so I got to go to Purple Sticks. No, look. Seriously, back in the day during my EMS days, that was a time when a doctor would slip you a handful of amphetamines. Yeah, and say here, because, you know, you work 24, 36 on, and then 24 off. And I'll tell you what, the purple sticks got that beat.
But well, anyway. I appreciate that. I mean, the fact that, you know, I'm getting feedback that the purple sticks are stronger than amphetamines. I love it. I'm glad I developed a good product.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the one thing,
of course, my body's different, but anyway. Today.
Well, I mean, one of the biggest things is, you know, the acai superberries. A lot of people undervalue the quality of those and what they bring to the table as far as actual superfoods. They have higher ingredients as far as more iron, more nutrients, more vitamins, everything than even blueberries. That's one of the reasons why we have acai, and it's not just because we picked it just for a random pick. Acai is very expensive as far as the powder that we get in it, but it's much higher quality and it's much better than a lot of products on the market because it's not the product. I didn't put it together just to be some ultra high caffeinated formula where it's like, oh, I want 350 milligrams of pre-workout, going on crazy. I wanted to be a real true high quality supplement that feeds your body, gives it antioxidants, gives it quality nutrients, has some green tea caffeine in it, and really gives you that bump without going in and compromising your immune system, your adrenal glands, because people don't realize that. You know, a lot of these pre-workouts and heavy stimulants on the market and all the energy drinks they have, they lower your immune system. They massively tax your adrenal glands. They massively spike your adrenals. They can mess up your blood sugar. And then what happens is then you crash and you're drinking them again. You don't realize how much of this stuff you're starting to use. I learned this back in my mid-early 20s when I was getting into bodybuilding, when I was actually competing back then, actually training. And I started using heavy amounts of pre-workout formulas. And then I ended up having my first son, and I was using enormous amounts of caffeine to try to stay operational. I was growing the business back then. I was competing. I was training. I was basically working, doing cardio the morning, then working all day, then go to the gym at night. And the amount of caffeine that I was intaking was unbelievably unhealthy. And then I wasn't sleeping at night because I had my son, and I ended up coming down with pericarditis. You know, I had massive inflammation in the heart because I was pushing my body so hard. And at some point, I think, I mean, I was up to probably a gram a day of caffeine, if not more. And a lot of it was very, very aggressive caffeine on top of every other formula, the stuff they have in it with the dimethylamine that they used to have in the old Jack 3D formula. That got pulled off the market because it was causing heart attacks. But when people make jokes about the old Jack 3D, the real formula, I always sit and laugh. And I said, that was a time to be alive. I'm glad we all made it through it and didn't die from that stuff, because we later found out, once they started investigating, that's why Congress banned dimethylamine, is it was basically derivative of methamphetamines, and it just got past the the different scheduling and became a substance. It was legal. And
That's why Joe Biden takes what he takes, because he never blanks, right? You never blanked with that.
Bro, that was the creepiest video I think if anybody has ever seen, when Joe Biden did like a 4-minute monologue the entire time and did not move his eye. And I was like, I don't even know how you do that, bro. Like, I don't even know how you don't blink. Your eyes got to be so dry and itchy. That man, they got him on a cocktail. And then I guess they must have messed up the cocktail at the debate, because the debate was such a debacle. I mean, I think the best line of it was when he goes off about Border Patrol and how Border Patrol loves him and they endorse him. And then, of course, Border Patrol tweets that they have never endorsed Biden. They don't support anything he's doing. And then they hand it back to Trump. They hand it back to Trump, and Trump goes, I don't even know what he said. I don't even think he knows what he said, but I digress. Let's move on. And I was like, I just started laughing. I was like, if that didn't just show the incompetence in the current administration of the United States, I don't know what did. Because it was just, I mean, it's an embarrassment with him. Everybody realizes it's an embarrassment. And I don't think they're going to be able to get him to run. I think they're going to try to get Harris to run a VP and put Harris on the ticket. They're going to try to grab Newsom. I think Biden is in such a decline right now, and I think he's mentally and physically declining. Because you got to remember this, and you know this as well, especially if you're an EMT. You know, those stimulants they run him on, if they're running him on intravenous Adderall or whatever compounds, you know, if he was a young guy and he was having cognitive failure, getting early Parkinson's or Alzheimer's, those drugs may work for a while. The problem is he's 81 years old. Those cocktails they're putting him on, clearly from what we've viewed, especially from a medical standpoint, they're not becoming very effective anymore. He's getting sicker and sicker and more delusional and more incompetent. And I mean, you're watching it decline like every single month. You see now to the point when he goes up to speaker, he's sitting there. Dude, he didn't even know, look like he knows where the heck he's at anymore. He's lost. Yeah. That last video from a month ago, when Obama had to walk up and basically like take him by the hand like a little baby and like walk him off stage, and Biden's like, and I'm like, you know what? It's becoming an embarrassment. I think they realized it. If after what happened last week, if they try to get Biden to run against Trump, there's not even a way to rig the election. They can't even try to rig it. Like, it's not even capable of rigging it.
Yeah. Well, you know, Adam Schiff came out this week saying, nah, not going to happen. Information that suggests that Barack Hussein Obama is saying that Dementia Joe should consider the viability of his candidacy. Look, this is all, I got to tell you, I still believe, okay, there is a remote chance of them putting Michelle Obama on the ticket. And I know, folks, I know. Look, Joel Gilbert came on our show a year ago or numerous months ago and said that very statement. So, whatever you think, I don't think they can win with Biden. Let me get your take on this. I don't believe they're done with Donald Trump. I don't believe they're done. I think they need to take him out. I mean, they really do. Yeah, everyone's saying that. But what about taking out Biden in a similar fashion, or martyring him? Let's say complications from pneumonia, from whatever, or maybe COVID, a stroke, or maybe whatever. who knows? But, you know, with help, right? So, I mean, that's kind of right. where my mind's going.
I mean, if they really wanted to run it, and I'm not trying to give the Democrats any ideas, but if they really wanted to run this play, Biden would come down with the bird flu in about a month or two, and they could suddenly say, listen, we just had the sitting president of the United States die from the bird flu. And again, I'm not wishing death on anybody. It's totally hypothetical. I'm just telling you, if they wanted to use a really, really good strategy that was very convenient to push their narrative, that would be it. Now, I doubt they're going to do that. But again, to me, I don't think you're that wrong about that, Doug. I think to the point now where they're going to start looking at plan C, D, E to figure out where they're going to go because, you know, they don't want anybody talking about supplements anymore. They don't want anybody talking about health. They don't want anybody talking about the COVID vaccine. And they've done a darn good job to try to censor everything with that. I've seen that now with YouTube and the stuff we keep getting shadow banned on, even when we try to post reels about COVID shot. And the current information that's coming on now, like with the attorney generals that are suing Pfizer, we can't even bring up anything relating to like the immune support kit with the vitamin C, the D3, and the zinc, which are the three top best products that really help out against viral infections that we've known for years. We use them during COVID. They work great during COVID. We've used them since then. They still work great in the kit that we have. We can't even reference those anymore on any type of media that they do anything other than like maintain overall health or, you know, basically attempt to maintain overall health. If we even reference it to any type of viral support, dude, it's banned like that. Nothing can be brought up with any of these topics. And that's when you start realizing, we saw this during COVID, where you couldn't say anything about vitamin C. We tried to talk about vitamin C, we'd get brought down on Instagram. We got banned. We got these accounts dropped down. Hundreds of other accounts. You saw the frontline doctors. They brought up, you know, aspects of it. You had main doctors that were treating people with intravenous vitamin C and D3. Couldn't talk about it. You've seen the research now that shows if people have higher amounts of D3, the lesser their symptoms are when they contracted COVID. All that stuff is known, documented facts and research. You can't talk about it. So that's when you know they're trying to continue to push the narrative to keep people sicker and sicker and sicker, and why we're trying to do everything we can with our show and our company to try to increase awareness to really get people onto the topics and ask the questions they really need to ask. Because at the end of the day, you know this as well as I do. This is a fight for information. This is a truth war. And everything they've done now and this whole thing that they attempted to do last week, this wasn't an accident anymore, in my opinion. Everybody, I've had people, some people argue, some people rebuttal me on it. The biggest thing that I've asked everybody, if you've ever worked in any kind of communications or any type of security, how in the heck can you have the most elite security detail protecting the previous president of the United States, identifying a shooter over comms, and you still allow the president to come on stage while you have identified a shooter in a shot schedule, as far as in basically a shot line with the shooter over there in a line of fire? It's past negligence. No team would ever do that in the entire world. You couldn't do that. It goes against everything in basis as far as with security teams. And so that right there was the final nail that I was like, okay, when they admitted yesterday that, yeah, we knew that we identified him, Secret Service identified him, and now Senate and Congress is going, why if you guys identified him, why was Trump allowed to go on stage and speak? Well, we weren't really sure who this guy was with a rifle 150 yards away on a roof that our counter snipers had in their scopes saying that he had a rifle. We didn't really know who he was, so we just let Trump go on stage. I'm like, nah, bro. Nah, that ain't Secret Service, dude. That ain't Secret Service. That's a whole other group behind the scenes with the deep state making sure Donald Trump went on stage because he was supposed to be on stage for that shot. That's a fact, in my opinion.
And, you know, Eric the Tech just, again, whispered this. Don't forget the local or one of the, I don't know if it was a PSP or a county cop went up on the shoulder or the ladder or shoulders of another cop. I think it was on the ladder. And the guy pointed the weapon at him. I mean, okay, right then and there, they should have taken him off the stage. Okay, or never allowed him on. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, at that point in time, wouldn't law enforcement get on comms and go, threat, we got a threat on the roof, we got a guy with a rifle, put him down right now, or get Trump out of here right now?
I think they did. It's supposed to, according to the, I'm looking at it, we're working on timelines, and in fact, we're only 95 miles from where 97.
I was going to ask you that, how far away you guys were from that.
We're going to be going down, as soon as we're sure everything is cleared, the crime scene is cleared, and we're going to be going down and taking some establishment shots, and also
all
some,
law enforcement.
There you go.
Was on a blanket channel.
Okay.
So what does that tell you?
They all knew.
They all knew.
There you go. That was my biggest question that I asked from the beginning on Monday when I got on the show. As I said, I've worked in comms before. There's no way these guys are communicating with one another, with interagencies, with sheriff's departments, with Secret Service, with private security contractors. And everybody's talking about this, identifying this guy, and yet they still let Trump go up on stage, meaning this wasn't negligence. This is intentional. That was the biggest thing. All the other stuff we can speculate, the ladder, how he got the rifle up there, how he got a 25-foot extension ladder, why nobody did anything when he was up there. That's all speculative. Comms don't lie, dude. And that's what I would love if they recorded all that. I would love to hear the communications from the time frame come leading up to that and actually hear what was said on comms. That would be something, but they'll never leak that.
No, I'm afraid, you know, I'm afraid they're going to put a lid on it no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
What did you see the video clip about with Kim Cheadle, the head of the Secret Service? I can't even in my wildest imagination. I cannot even imagine her running. She was running away from the congressman. Did you see that clip?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, he brought her. He's asked her the same questions. Like, what the heck happened, dude? Why was everything done pretty much back-asswards from what you're supposed to do from textbook Secret Service formulas? I mean, why was everything done the wrong way? I don't know.
It's crazy.
Not sure. I'm the director of the Secret Service. I have no idea. The roof was too steep. That's your answer.
Whoa,
I'm like,
the pitch. Oh, goodness.
What? I'm like, dude, these guys, these counter sniper teams, guys, this is what they do for a living. They can get into almost any position, anywhere, at any point in time, and set up a shot. You've ever been around sniper teams? This isn't something they're like, oh, the roof's kind of steep. I don't want to slip and fall, guys. I can't provide Overwatch anymore. Oh, sorry. Like, what the fuck?
What about the DNA aspect of things? You know how they identified them via DNA. What the hell's that about? This is not a TV
Ted
show.
Ted brought that up too. When I first heard about that, I thought that was really odd. Like, oh, he didn't have any identification on him, so we identified him via his DNA. And I'm like,
how's that work in an hour or a couple of hours?
Yeah, kind of like you already had his DNA in a database to compare it to. I mean, how in the world is a 20-year-old, you get his DNA and suddenly you know exactly who he is that fast? That's a bit odd to me. I mean, did he do 23andMe? Was that information already out in there? And, you know, as far as in the realm of security and public knowledge, I don't know.
But even if they had it on file, to match it takes some time.
Yeah. I mean, because you got to go through what, hundreds of thousands, millions. I've never been involved in DNA sampling like that. I'm sure you have.
Well, as a spectator, but I know it's not that easy.
No, this isn't CSI. We don't get somebody's DNA and all of a sudden we're like, oh, we've identified the shooter. It's only been four. Yeah. Okay, how do you identify him via his DNA with his blood that fast? You can't manage to get him off the stinking roof in 3 hours when everybody knows he's walking around with a firearm and a spotting scope, a rangefinder. You can't figure out how to stop him from doing that, but you can take a swab of blood and know who he is that fast? Kind of convenient, man. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. And now it came out this week that the Butler County Sheriff's, the Sheriff's Office claimed that none of their assets had body cams. Just, you know.
There you go.
Yeah, well, why wear a body cam at such an event?
Yeah, I was about to say it. Basically, at a presidential rally, I mean, why would we need body cams on at all? You know, again, the whole thing just starts reeking more and more the more you dig into it. And then once you start seeing what happened as far as with the communications on comms and not pulling Trump off stage before everything ever escalated, you know, and I mean, and the thing was the kid had a shot. I mean, Trump turned his head literally at the last second to look at that television when that bullet whizzed him by the ear. The kid had the shot. I mean, it was going to happen. I mean, if Trump would not have turned his head, it would have nailed Trump. Trump, no way he would have survived that shot. And so the crazy part, and then you had multiple bystanders that have died, have been shot.
Let's injured. Not forget about the.
Yeah, I mean, that's a part that nobody's been talking about, and the trauma that that's caused for these families now. You know, the Secret Service having to apologize to anybody for that. They're over there trying to figure out how to get their butt out of the mud and how they failed so bad, and yet it's like, dude, it wasn't even just Trump getting shot. That's horrific. You had people that died now because of negligence on this.
One
you guys,
death, two injured. That's the number I have. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, the I don't know, situation reeks. But again, that's one of the reasons why we do on our shows, bring questions up. It's so start looking at things because there is no question about this. Like my guys I know that used to operate, they have told me 100%, do not let anything slack right now. Stay training, stay frosty, because there's guarantee you there's going to be some weird crap that's going to be in the works over the next couple months. When you've got Biden saying he's got COVID all of a sudden, and now you've got stuff going on with Kamala, you've got this assassination attempt, you've got this whole summit now for the bird flu, all this stuff. And you know what's crazy? Like, normally coming up to an election right now, you see all these ads and you're barraged with all these presidential ads, especially from Biden. You're not seeing as much of that as you normally are now. You're not seeing any type of campaigning from Biden really at all. His campaigns are an utter failure. They're not doing anything for him to try to really promote him significantly. And anybody that they try to promote it to or try to campaign, it's an abysmal failure. I mean, Trump's out there campaigning like every day. He's out there with another rally. Biden's constantly hiding in a closet somewhere. Oh, I'm sick. Oh, give me ice cream. Oh, doesn't know where to go. And so it's like, it's almost like they already know that this whole thing's failed with him and they're already getting something into place, because there has not been any attempt or effort to try to get him out there in the more media and talking about getting him promoted to get reelected. I just find that really odd, because if you look at stuff with like Obama and the election and stuff like that, dude, his reelection was enormous. His campaign was monstrous to get reelected. And you're not seeing any of that with Biden, dude. Everything's like dead quiet. Just thought it's kind of weird.
Yeah. I've never, in the history of where we're at, I've never seen this much gaslighting, this much behind the scenes, exposing what's going on behind the scenes, this much of incredible, in my view, incredible exposure to the wiles of the deep state, of the people who are attempting to take over the country and the world. And if I can say this, the intervention of God in those plans, I really truly believe it was God's hand that intervened on Saturday. And I give all the glory to God. Yes, a head turn can cause that to miss a big gust of wind, maybe, whatever. Okay, but it's directed by God. So, by the way, Austin Brower, healthmasters.com or teamhealthmasters.com for extra credit. HR5 is the coupon code. Make sure you take advantage of these sales and also the product of the week. It's a fantastic product. Folks, if you want to stay healthy, and you do, go to healthmasters.com or teamhealthmasters.com. Again, their new website. Listen to their program. And use HR5 at checkout for an additional 5% off the non-saleable items. And you know what? They also have food buckets and things like that. So go shopping, but do it now. That's teamhealthmasters.com or healthmasters.com, whichever site you prefer. And also listen to them Monday through Friday, except when they're denied service because of their content. All right, Austin. We've got about 5 minutes left, so I'm going to turn it over to you.
Yeah, there's this new health topic, new health research that came out. I want to cover this very briefly because I found it was interesting, because I do get this question a lot with individuals that have OCD. And also there's other things on here it's discussing. And it's talking about antioxidant supplement shows promise for OCD treatment. N-acetylcysteine, known as NAC, we have it on our website, basically, is a derivative of amino acid cysteine. And it says here in this article, it's talking about it has promising treatment for obsessive compulsive disorder, offering new hope for approximately 50% of adults with obsessive compulsive disorder who do not respond to customary treatments. Research has been accumulating evidence over the past few years that NAC, a derivative of amino acid cysteine available as an over-the-counter supplement, which we've had for years, works great for lung health during COVID. It says it's showing promise in the treatment of also with patients with hair pulling disorder, and it's also being investigated for compulsive gamblers and drinkers. And this is really cool research now. More research is coming available. And it's saying now, apparently, however, approximately 40% to 60% of patients did not achieve adequate symptom relief from first-line treatments. And a lot of those, they use like SSRIs and other types of prescription drugs for people that have OCD. And they said now, when they looked at this, the high rate of treatment resistance underscores the complexity of OCD. However, they found that essentially NAC and acetylcysteine had very potential effectiveness. They said only 5 randomized controlled trials have ever tested the effectiveness of NAC as an adjuvant treatment in OCD. However, all these reports show significant symptom improvement at dosages between 2,000 milligrams to 3,000 milligrams. Ours is dosed around 600 milligrams. Actually, it is 600 milligrams per capsule. So that would be 4 capsules a day on this. I want to throw that out there because I do get this question sometimes with hair pulling, with OCD, with gambling, with drinking. Another one for drinking that can help out a lot is also the cinnamon extract formula because it helps stabilize blood sugar. That's an important one. But N-acetylcysteine here, it's so effective in so many different ways, and what it does for the body as a great antioxidant, as a glutathione precursor, as a massive support for the respiratory system. I want to put that out there because I love this product. It's something that I take every day as a detoxifier. It's also in our GHI cleanse, and it's also in our liver support. But I always find it interesting when I see research come out that can actually help people that are fighting certain problems and really battling certain things, that certain supplements can play a role. And I'm not making any claims. I'm not telling anybody this is what it's going to do. But what I am saying, the research is showing that it can help for those things. So that's one thing, a positive story that I want to end on today after a very crazy show today with so many different topics that we're covering. And I just want to kind of bring that up today, Doug, as far as the NAC.
That's a great product. And I know myself, I get my blood tested all the time because I'm they want to make sure I'm still kicking it, there, right? But I got to tell you something. Maybe Joy Reid could use that product. I don't know what happened to her hair, but whatever crawled up on top of her head done died there. But anyway, Joy Reid, maybe I should send a bottle to her because, by the way, I never heard of the hair pulling stuff. What the heck's that about?
It's part of the OCD thing. Yeah, apparently it affects some people. I'm not really sure. I've never experienced that either. But apparently there's some people that get really bad obsessive compulsive disorder. And they said it's primarily more prominent in females. But basically it's like a habit where they start pulling their hair. And eventually they start pulling their
own
out
hair
and getting
right?
bald spots. Yeah, their own hair. Yeah, and they start getting bald spots from OCD. When I first heard it, I was like, what is this? And then I started reading about it. And it's actually a very significant problem. And the people when it affects them. Yeah, it's a real thing.
Okay, all right, just checking. Didn't want to make sure you weren't making this stuff up.
You look it up. There's a whole technical scientific name to it. Now, I know the habitual gambling and alcoholism, that's a serious problem. I know people over the years that have had horrific gambling problems, especially down here in Florida, because we have a casino in Tampa that's like 45 minutes from us. And, when you start getting people involved in that, I've watched people just burn their life savings out when they get addicted to gambling. That could be horrible. And so, again, supplementation, getting people focused, getting people in the Bible, giving people a purpose, giving them direction, giving them hope, giving them, peace through Christ. Those are all things that can really help out, especially with gambling, because that's a huge problem that affects a lot of people that a lot of people don't talk about.
Gambling, porn, all the vices, drinking, anything that is self-destructive, folks, please, and of course, get into the Bible, but also make sure you are your body is in tune by taking the supplements. And I want to end on that. I would encourage everyone to go to teamhealthmasters.com, their new website. There it is on the screen, teamhealthmasters.com. Please go there. HR5 is the coupon code. Use it because I don't know when they're going to take it away. They just do it without my note or without notifying me, and they just take it away. So there it is.
Absolutely. Man. Be sure to check it out. Like I said, the product of the week, the Ultimate Multiple Powder, that's one of the most popular products that we have on the website. It's always been. That's a formula I take every day. Two scoops in the morning, yep, every single day. It'll kickstart your butt great. This morning before the show, that you know we were knocking out, I did one purple stick with two scoops of Ultimate Multiple Powder. Dude, that'll give you such a clean buzz with no crash, yeah, and you feel great throughout the whole day. And I get so many people that try that formula with the Purple Six Ultimate Multiple, and they try it, and they're like, "Dad gum, like I feel freaking good." Welcome to the Health Masters
World. I had that this morning, exactly that. And I'll tell you what, yeah, I don't like to drink water, but you add that, and it's not – it's like a it's just like a great drink to have.
Yeah.
And it really, really kicks you, you know, kicks your backside. All right. This is Austin Brower, healthmasters.com, teamhealthmasters.com, HR5 coupon, yep, code. Austin, I want to thank you, and I appreciate everything you do.
Thank you, my friend.
What a crazy week. Your prediction next week, anything going to happen next week?
I don't know. We're going to watch. We're going to see what's going to happen coming in the end of the month. Some weird stuff going on, especially in the markets right now.
Amen to that. All right. That'll do it, folks. God bless every one of you. Have a great rest of your day, weekend.
Thank you, my friend.
All right. See you later. All right, folks. Hey, In the Dark of Night, Amazon as well. My book. Please order that and leave a honest review.